On a brisk October day in 2000, Mike Sheehan, the State Department's leading counterterrorism official, stood with me on West Executive Avenue and watched as the limousines left the White House meeting on the Cole attack to go back to the Pentagon.
"What's it gonna take, Dick?" Sheehan demanded. "Who the shit do they think attacked the Cole? Fucking Martians?"
"The Pentagon brass won't let Delta go get Bin Laden. Hell, they won't even let the Air Force carpet bomb the place. Does Al-Qaeda have to attack the Pentagon to get their attention?" Time was running out on the Clinton administration. There was going to be one last major national security initiative, and it was going to be a final try to achieve an Israeli-Palestinian agreement. There would be another chance to go after the camps. The principals asked me to update the Paul Mill plan for the transition, flagging the issues where there was not consensus, where decisions had not been agreed. I listed aiding the Northern Alliance, eliminating the camps, and flying armed predators to eliminate the Al-Qaeda leadership. Clinton left office with Bin Laden alive, but having authorized actions to eliminate him and to step up the attacks on Al-Qaeda. He had defeated Al-Qaeda when it had attempted to take over Bosnia by having its fighters dominate the defenses of the breakaway state from Serbian attacks. He had seen earlier than anyone that terrorism would be the major new threat facing America, and therefore had greatly increased funding for counterterrorism and had initiated homeland protection programs. He had put an end to Iraqi and Iranian terrorism against the United States by quickly acting against the intelligence services of each nation. In the absence of a bigger provocation from Al-Qaeda to silence his critics, Clinton thought he could do no more. Nonetheless, he put in place the plans and programs that allowed America to respond to the big attacks when they did come, sweeping away the political barriers to action. When Clinton left office, many people, including the incoming Bush administration leadership, thought that he and his administration were overly obsessed with Al-Qaeda. After all, Al-Qaeda had killed only a few Americans, nothing like the hundreds of Marines who died at the hands of the Beirut terrorists during the Reagan administration, or the hundreds of Americans who were killed by Libya on Pan Am 103 during the first Bush administration. Those two acts had not provoked U.S. military retaliation. Why was Clinton so worked up about Al-Qaeda? And why did he talk to President-elect Bush about it and have Sandy Berger raise it with his successor as National Security Advisor, Condi Rice? In January 2001, the new administration, from their perspective, really thought Clinton's recommendations that eliminating Al-Qaeda be one of their highest priorities, well, rather odd, like so many of the Clinton administration's actions.